Roll up the Mari, no farm, my bad energy me carry. Me thoughts the life, no darkest nights me have it. A sharpen knife, me cutting through with these. This try to beat like capital steez.
That world is so crazy. And the summer can... Welcome back, Matt.
Huh?
Hello.
Hi, Matt. Just for us,
indefinite.
Episode 7. We've missed one again because we've been doing a few things.
Been tired. We're in studio today.
And all of day yesterday and today.
All of day yesterday.
All of day yesterday and today. We just recorded 3 new TikTok songs.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty good. We've had a pretty good day.
Very mentally draining kind of day, you know.
Let's talk about studio. How was it for you?
It was good.
Do you want to talk about today or do you want to talk about yesterday first?
What about, yeah, I mean, they're both good. It was fun meeting, Jeremy and, we're at Hot House.
Jez.
Hot House Studio in St. Kilda. A lot of, famous bands have been there. A lot of history.
Yeah, it was a lot of history.
We got, recognized on the street when we were going to buy a slab.
In St. Kilda.
So that was pretty exciting.
It's a guy messy because Andy and Ash went to go get a slab and then they come back and I think like half an hour later we get a message on Insta saying, hey, just saw you guys walking through St. Kilda with a slab.
Yeah.
It's like, sick.
And then the guy in studio was like, what the fuck's going on here? I thought that you guys were just cunts who didn't give a fuck.
He's like, I thought I was recording a shit band.
Yeah. We're like, well,
you were like, yeah, you are. But, you know.
People like it for some reason, I guess.
Yeah. Typical Jess yesterday, didn't fucking rock up till like 5 o'clock. We're meant to be in studio from 10:30 till 10:30, and we were. But fucking Jess rocked up at like 5 and then left at, what, 8?
And as we said that he was going to come in and be like, oh, no, don't do that. Didn't leave us any notes. We basically had to write most of the songs.
Yeah, we were recording 3 songs and 2 of them were his. So I said, you better be happy that we're going to write your own songs. And he's like, nah. I'm like, well, you better come. But we did the best we could. And as soon as he gets there, it's like, nah, I don't like that. Change this. You fucked up there. So fucking...
But we didn't fuck up. He's the one who fucked up and didn't come to studio.
Exactly. It's his fault. His fault.
So fuck him. But today was all right. I don't think you're ever... anyone's ever happy with their vocals. But
yeah, because today we just did vocal day.
It's fucked. I was having fucking rum at 10:30 in the morning. It's just draining. It's such a hard...
You've been wasted all day.
All day.
Drunk.
All day. At 11:30, I was already like buzzing.
How good's Jez? Jez is fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
He smokes like 30 fucking joints.
He literally has a joint like every 5 minutes. It's nuts. Andy,
I don't know how he did any mixing, bro. He was chopping and rolling the whole time.
The first day, as soon as Andy comes back with the slab, he goes to Jez and he's like, hey, Jez, you want a drink? He's like, nah, man, makes me sleepy. And then he goes to light a joint. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he's funny. He's a bit of a character.
Yeah.
I guess you've got to be if that's kind of your job, you know?
He's got a lot of meaningless quotes. He said, I just like to say a lot of random shit so people can come out of here and start saying those things.
Yeah.
And we've caught a few things. Yeah, he just says flossy carrots. Another good one is when someone plays the wrong key, he says, wrong key, hot dog.
Wrong key, hot dog.
Yeah.
What did he start calling me towards the end there? Football.
Football.
He started calling me football.
Yeah, it's because you kept going on about footy.
I didn't talk about once about footy.
You did. You were going fucking, you were showing Ash like all the scores and be like, oh, look, they got smashed and all that stuff. So that's why he called you football.
I don't even like it that much. I'm wearing my lobster socks.
Nice.
I think we're the only podcast to show socks on cam. We're at it in my bedroom. That's why it's kind of loungy.
Matt's bedroom.
There's stuff going on out there, so
yeah,
it's kind of cozy. I just think it fits our mood, really.
Yeah, I feel like having a fucking lazy one today.
Yeah,
we've
earned it, but we're trying not to go like 2 weeks without a potty. We missed last week, and then so we're kind of kicking ourselves in the ass.
We didn't want to let you guys down.
Pretty much.
I really didn't want to do this one, but here I am. So,
He hates you. That's what he's trying to say.
No, I love you guys. All of you.
You don't even know who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. We got, we got Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra. Dude.
Sorry. In the, in the studio we're at today, the mic we're using for our vocals, Frank Sinatra has actually sang.
Used that mic.
Used that mic.
Yeah. And you know what Jesse does? He fucking farts on it.
He farted.
He farted on a piece of history. How bad was it? I think when he was doing his vocals for those two songs, and we walk in afterwards to do group vocals, how bad did he smell?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, it was terrible. Oh man, the cunt didn't shower for 2 days.
His hands are like black.
His hands were black, and he said his hands smelled like vinegar because of all his sweat. Like, it was bad. It was absolutely bad. He's a stinky dude.
We did a show, lead beater.
Yeah, the
lead beater gig.
Yeah, 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 we did. What a terrible show we played.
Honestly, it was great.
It was a great night, yes, but we did... We did terrible up on stage. I mean, we weren't that bad, but Jess was obviously fucked the whole night.
Yes.
His guitar was fucked.
But it was the stage presence that really brought it back up.
It was the stage presence, and it was the crowd that came to see us.
Yeah.
You guys really made the show.
Thank you for being super fucked.
Yeah, you guys really made the show for us. You guys put the vibe in the room, so it looked good for us.
Literally, as we're walking on stage, we're going on. And Jess is like, all right, he's rolling a fucking... cigarette or joint in the green room.
He's like, I'll be on.
All right, we started the song and he comes out with two drinks, blowing a fucking
dart
at the perfect moment.
Yeah.
It was so sick.
Yeah.
Fucking be fucked. Oh, this has to go up tomorrow.
Yeah, this is going. This it's Sunday night now. So this is going up tomorrow.
Shit. So there won't be any edits in this one. I was going to show them some footage from the gig, but...
Nah.
Well, you can just go.
We put one song up on YouTube, so you can watch that. Dry live.
Yeah, just go to YouTube for all our fun content, you know?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the gig a little bit more, because sound check, we sound checked everything. I put that extra string on Jess's guitar, restrung it, tuned it, sound checked it. We did the intro song, Macca's Run, and it sounded fine. But as soon as we jumped on stage for the first song, it was fucking out of whack. I don't know what was wrong. It was either the new string that we restrung kept going out, or one of Jess's pedals have been on the whole time and it's just completely fucked it.
Yeah. So
you probably did notice, because I know a lot of people did, but Jess's guitar was fucked the whole set. So we tried our best.
Yeah, his guitar wasn't as fucked as him, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was way more fucked than guitar.
Mumbling fucking lyrics.
Yeah, I loved it in Dry when he's like, mad cunt, mad cunt, mad cunt, mad cunt, mad cunt. And then you guys started chanting, mad cunt, mad cunt, mad cunt, mad cunt. It was mad cunt.
It was good.
I just want to say, shout out to fucking Lemon Days and Long Boys, because those guys fucking killed it.
Way better than us.
Way better than us, 100%. And I couldn't fathom just like...
It feels so bad. It feels like we're imposters, you know? Like, sold out that fucking gig. We got up there and they're just watching us like...
Sus. They loved it though. They had a great night.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just maybe like the vibe we bring, I guess.
I guess it's our show.
Yeah, that always helps. But then, you know, when we sell at Cherry Bar in Sydney, and then it becomes like...
Alright guys, what's going on? What's going on?
But that gig was in a weird spot for us, like, situationally. At a really, really weird time. Everything was gone down, we're moving houses and...
Yeah.
So it was very, very stressful. So, I feel confident for the next gig. But then, like, 2 weeks out for it, I'm just going to be so super stressed again. You know?
For the Cherry Bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, now it's going to be super stressful because, like, you know, what are we going to do with, like, practice and all that stuff?
The fucking equipment has been in Ed's van for, like, ever since that.
Since the gig. Our gear's never left the van. It's still in there. We're actually going to unpack it tonight.
Oh, fuck.
But, no, we'll do it later. Do another day.
This is why we need, what are they called?
Roadies.
Slaves.
No!
Oh, roadies. Sorry.
We need roadies.
Yeah.
You can't say
that. Whoops. Roadies.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Glorified slaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Get paid in fucking shillings.
Shillings.
Shillings. Pennies. Nah, probably just beer. VB cans, because I can't stand this shit.
VB cans.
As I proceed and drink it. Saw a punch on last night.
Yeah, when I dropped you guys at the station. What happened?
Oi, let first of all.
Okay.
When you, I'm pitching it to you guys. When your mate goes to drop you off, you know, somewhere. He's like, yeah, I'm going somewhere, but I'll drop you guys off, you know, and you'll be right. I'll drop you off at the station. So we're like, all right, Ed. We'll get in the car. He drops us off at the station. He's like, yeah, it's just there, just around the corner. We're like, thanks, bro. See you, man. Say our goodbyes. Had a great night. Great week tonight, Ed. And then me, Ash, and Andy, we're walking. We turn the corner, and we're like, what the fuck? It's like 6 kilometers down the fucking road. It was
like 300
It was
meters.
Fucking freezing. There was violence everywhere. There was midnight. Night walkers. It was terrifying. I don't know where I was, you know? My phone was dead. I had no money. It was just fucked. And we get to the station, then I buy a pizza and some chippies.
You just said you had no money.
I found some on the way. I robbed a homeless man. He had pence and shillings.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, anyway, so we get the pizza waiting there, and then there's just, you know, the usual ruckus, and then this guy comes down the stairs, like, come on then, come on, like a really short guy, and then what was really weird was the exact same dude came down after him, and they were twins, really? So I was like, holy fuck,
that's weird,
that's a bit intense, and then so we're just watching there, and this other group came down, just young boys, like, no one too fucking harmful or anything, just, you know, had a bit too much to drink, but they were having fun. Like, one guy was going, I'm like having a laugh, and I was like, oh, come on, hit me. And then he goes, all right. And then he pushes him, and he goes, oh, was that it? And then they start punching on, like, some serious swings, but like drunk swings. So we were just watching, like, ooh, this is exciting. I'm eating my, like, eating my meat lover's pizza. I'm like, shoving my face. I'm like, oh.
Who won?
Not really. Like,
didn't Andy get one of the numbers?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not up to numbers? That.
Oh, okay, go on.
So we're going, they were like a group of, they were the group of guys and girls. So we walked up and then we were watching because we were trying to get up to the platform. I felt bad because like the girl that knew those two twins was like bawling her eyes out. And like on any other night, I'd go up to her and be like, are you okay? Like, if everything all right? But because I was like sort of pretty much sober at that point, I've done my night. And I was like, ah, it's, you know, it's just what happens on a night out, you know. You're just going to have to learn to deal with it. So, yeah, they just fought a few blood noses. And then, like, they sort of broke it up, like, pretty respectfully. And then I was like, good job. Good job, guys. I went in, like, shook all their hands. I was like, good job. Because they were, like, in my way, like, in the stairwell. I'm like,
great work tonight.
Yeah, I was like, good stuff. He had a blood nose, black eye. He, like, put his hand up. And then I was like, I wasn't going to shake his hand. I was like, good work tonight. He's like, he was so fucking like cool. I'm like, all right. And then I walk up the stairs and this other fucking weird drunk scrawny cunt like was just standing on the stairs like looking down at me. And I was just like, had my hands in my pocket and just walking up the stairs. And I like stare at him. He was just staring at me. Like, I'm like, and his mate was telling me, he's like, no, wrong guy. That's not the guy. That guy's all right. And I just stared at him as I was walking up the stairs. I'm like, hello. And then he's just like, just staring at me. I'm like, what are you doing, cunt?
Look, it's really weird in that area at that kind at that time of night.
Like, it's just spillage.
Spillage from the city. It's like everyone's just leaking out from the city to the outer suburbs, and everyone's just fucked. Like,
I was just like they're not that harmful, you know. Like, they're just boys, you know. So you just kind of let it play its course, and if it got seriously bad, then obviously you step in. But it was just like a fair fight. No one was like jumping in, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a 5-on, it was just a one-on-one type thing. And then they were, you know, left or right, it's just they were just drunk.
Yeah, that's all.
So that was entertaining. And then we got on the train. I haven't been on a train in like 5 years. It's fucking depressing. I'm never going back on one.
What? That? Well, you're coming, yeah, from well, that I'll, area.
Yeah.
I was at that time, was it just fucked?
No, like, it was just people from the footy, you know, but still, yeah. Like, there wasn't fucked cunts on there or anything. It was just shit.
Was it packed? Was there a lot of people?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
It was pretty packed. But I just, it's just, it's not my vibe anymore, man.
No, I hated the train when I used to catch it. Oh, every day to trade shit. School, every morning. It was really depressing.
I know, but that's all it
really
is.
Really depressing.
It's just depressing.
Yeah.
Depressing. Well, just depressing.
Can't just, yeah.
Oh.
What?
Went to drive to studio today and my fucking tire's flat.
Yeah. Apparently it's been flat for 3 days.
That's depressing.
That's pretty depressing.
Well, you reckon it's our neighbour slash my tire?
Yeah, because of the noise complaints, because of the band practice.
Fucking dog.
So that's why we don't know what to do for the next gig when we got to rehearse. We just got to find somewhere else to prac.
We'll just do air guitar and air piano.
Practice like that?
Yeah.
Just use our sounds?
Just envision it.
I'll be like, bing, bing, bing. You'd be like, kata, kata, kata. And then Andrew would be like,
that,
flutta, pata, puta, pata. That's what Andy would do.
Well, yeah, but we don't be too loud with the drums. Yeah, that was really accurate.
And Ash. Ash has got a good voice for his bass.
Yeah, true. Boom. He is a bass.
Yeah, he is a bass, yeah.
Yeah. So that's fun. But, you know, flat tire.
I'll flat tire, change depressing.
It tomorrow. Got the day off tomorrow, so I'll change that. I'll clean some stuff up. I'll jump on the socials, see what's going on there.
Are you going to upload the TikTok tonight?
Yeah, I might.
You better.
Tonight?
Yeah, do one of them. Do one of Jess's.
Well, yeah.
Easy. Easy. I'll send you the lyrics right now.
All right.
I'll do it.
Oi,
what do you reckon of AI?
Like the robots?
Yeah, artificial intelligence. Are you all for it or against it?
I mean, I feel
do you reckon
AI is all around us at the moment.
Do you think people could fall in love with AI?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Do you think AI could fall in love with people?
No, it wouldn't be love. It would be programming.
Programmed to do it, yeah.
But then again, our brain is kind of just programming in some sense in the nervous system. But I guess there's chemical reactions and stuff like that. Depends how good they get them.
Yeah, I think in the future, I'd like an AI girlfriend.
You want to... Okay, I know.
I want to date a robot.
And let me guess, she's going to be a fucking uwu anime fucking robot.
Nah, she'd be my perfect girl. My dream girl.
Yeah.
Which is an anime chick.
The eyes.
No, but like for real. Like if they were not like completely programmed just to be a partner. Like they're like actual human beings that just roam around the world. Just with artificial intelligence. But you just talk to them like normal people and then you like you build a connection with them. Whether they're programmed to do that or not.
Okay. So let's do a scenario. Okay. You're at home, right? And I'm your robot girlfriend coming home, right? Visit.
Hey honey, how are ya?
Hello, Edward.
Keep going.
How was your day?
I had a great day. What you do today?
I do not do. I merely exist.
Did you pick up the eggs and milk I asked for?
Of course. I have already put them in the refrigerator. I am a good girlfriend.
You are a good girlfriend.
Would you like me to suck your big fat cock?
No, I'm not ready for that right now.
Okay.
Could you at least change your legs?
I can change my legs for you. Would you like stripper legs tonight?
Nah, I don't want stripper legs.
Would you like big fatty legs tonight?
No, I want farm girl legs.
Okay.
My muscles.
Changing into thick farm girl leg. Done. Are you
quick.
Satisfied?
I am very sad. That was very quick. You're getting good at that.
May I suck your big fat cock right now?
I told you not to say big fat.
You programmed me to say big fat cock in front of your friends.
No. I can't...
Short circuiting. Short circuiting.
No, please. Fuck.
Destroy all humans.
Beep,
pew, 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 pew. And you're dead. So that's how I think that's going to go.
I don't think that's how it's going
to go. That sounds pretty accurate.
No.
She sounds cute, though.
She sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon if I ever got a robot girlfriend, I'd use your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty weird. That's weird that you programmed her to say big fat.
No,
is that like you insecure? That's so embarrassing.
I said no. Oh, I'm not gonna tell anyone. You know, we realize we're doing a podcast right now.
Yeah, no one listens to this.
No, I said even they can't be programmed to do that. Like they're programmed to be humans.
Oh, okay.
But I can't program her to do anything.
Well, then what's the point of getting a robot?
Because I've built a relationship with them.
Okay.
Out of nowhere, like I probably just like saw her walking through the city doing robot stuff, like. You know.
Screwing her fucking microchip into her fucking... Yeah. What is robot stuff? She was just doing robot stuff, man. And it was so hot.
Go, go, robot. You know.
Fucking hell.
Like, you know, like replacing the bins or something.
Just doing slave shit.
Yeah, that's what robots will be used for.
Okay.
You know, cleaning up the
city. How dare you say that?
And I took...
They're a part of society.
No, because they get abused by humans. They get graffiti all over them. They get,
yeah,
you
but
know,
that's if we do that, that's when they're going to repent.
They
and
get,
become
no,
sentient and then fuck their shit up, bro. Haven't you
not
seen
if we,
any movies?
Not if we take care of them.
You're not going to take...
That, I saved her from the streets.
You're making her
I
dress
up
in fucking
up.
Stripper legs, bro. You're
no,
not
I didn't say stripper legs.
She was thinking it. So, she's thinking.
She's thinking.
She's already thinking. She's becoming real.
No. No, because yeah, I've been interested since, because I watched that movie Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
And yeah. With that robot Anna. She completely, she's very hot. But she uses this, the guy testing her to try and convince him that she loves him so she can escape. But then once she gets out of that room that she's never been out of, she leaves him locked in the house and she goes exploring the world. And so she just becomes like a human.
Oh. It's kind of interesting plot.
Have you not seen it?
Nah. No. They're all the same, right? Just watch
no,
Terminator.
No, this one's really good.
Terminator's good.
Yeah.
Like all the Terminators.
Yeah.
They're really cool. What kind of movie would you want to make? If you were into like that?
Make?
Yeah.
I'd probably make like a shitty fucking
rom-com.
Teenage love movie.
Yeah.
I really like those movies.
They're so feel good, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. What if you were, like, an actor? What would you want to play?
What kind of movie would I like to live my life in, is what you're saying? Or if I was an actual, actor, or what kind of movie would I like to base my life around? Explain. I don't get what you just asked me.
You just said, like...
What kind of actor would you be? I don't
know. A shit one. new question. If you had to choose an actor, so if someone was doing a movie on your life, what actor would you be? What actor would
so you who choose? Would I choose to act me?
Yeah.
Well, if I have a kid by that time, I'd get my son to do it.
You know, he's not a good actor. I want an actor now,
an actor
famous
now?
Actor.
Who do I know that's
like Johnny Depp? He could do you.
You can he actually could do me.
Yeah.
I reckon Johnny Depp could do me.
I mean, it's up to you. I'm asking you
but
the question.
But it depends, because if it's about my whole life, like when I start off as like a kid, like a teenager, it'd have to be like pretty young.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because it depends when my life starts to kick off. That's when the movie starts.
Yeah. Well, you need that, you know, climax.
Yeah.
You need the character arc.
I don't know.
It's kind of a cool, like, thought experiment, but if you don't want to, don't feel comfortable answering, it's all right.
I just don't know who I'd
just
want to
just who would be
me.
A good fit, not you want, like, who do you think would do, like, it would be a good fit?
Oh, I don't know that many actors. I don't know. What about you?
I feel like Orlando Bloom could do a good me.
You get a lot of references from in the comments on TikTok about you.
No, I haven't seen any.
You haven't?
Show me them.
There's a few. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to find them now.
There's none.
There is.
I don't know if I'm going to find them now. There is none.
There is. There's actually one on Chai Latte on YouTube.
They say, I remember one that's saying, I look like the guy from fucking, what's his fucking name?
I'll find it.
I feel like he's from House Husbands or something. That funny guy.
The funny guy.
You know what I mean?
Have you actually seen House Husbands?
No. No, but he's some actor. And he was fucking cool, I think.
No, I was talking about Jess, seeing Brad Pittsburgh.
Well, there's so many about Jess.
Yeah, I know that there's so many.
That's just a given.
So did you choose someone? Orlando Bloom.
Yep. New Love, Death and Robots came out, though.
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
You're not? No, I didn't.
You can't
be
gone from season one, 18 episodes, and then like wait all this time, and then be like, here's 8 episodes. It's like in season one, there was 8 average ones, and the rest, there was like 10 really fucking sick ones, but you had that kind of buffer zone. But for just releasing 8 episodes, you're like...
And none of them are really that good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that, you could get away with those 8 episodes if there were...
If there were there 10 good 10? Ones. Yeah. If there were 10 good ones. They actually weren't that good, yeah.
It's just fucking shit.
You upset about that?
I hate it. No, I love it. I love all of it, but I don't know.
I'm pretty impressed with the animations. They
the animations are really cool.
The storylines are not that fulfilling.
No, but I don't know. I guess maybe that's like the same as season one, but I felt like there was just a bit more free flowing kind of thing, because now it's like they know what they're doing, and it's like, all right, we have to fit this story into fucking 10 minutes or 12 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels a bit forced.
Yeah.
But with the first season, it felt a bit more free-flowing. Maybe that's just because I've never seen it before. You know what I mean? And now I'm just, like, projecting onto the second season.
Well, did you see the first season when it first came out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was so cool and refreshing. I thought it was, like, the new thing. But then I don't really know anymore. I think I changed my mind. I don't think they should do that.
What, just every episode different, really short episodes? Mm,
they should,
like, I really like the Christmas one.
Yeah, but even still, it's just be like, yeah. Like,
yeah, it's just
if
like
you're just binging him.
It literally, they literally like fucking, they stop you. Like, you know, the biggest questions, like, you know, oh, he's gonna say bad, like the kid's bad.
Yeah.
Because he there's this monster that goes up to the kids and he says
total cock
tease. Good, and then he gets a present out of his mouth, and then goes to the other kid and you expect it to say bad, but they suspense you and he says good, so you get another present.
And then the kids say, what do you think would happen if we said we were bad? If we were bad.
Yeah, and like that's what we want to know.
Yeah.
But then there was only a 6-minute
episode, fucking
episode and it finished. I was like, god damn it.
You're like, I want them to, should have been the fucking, you know, the kids get fucking murdered and shit.
No, but I kind of
get that.
Like,
where's the death?
I kind of get that though, because even in the first season, one of my favorite episodes, when, you know, that there's that loop of that girl murdering that guy, and you want to know if this keeps happening or going on. Like, I think it just leaves you questioning.
Like, no, it does. What the story is, but it's like, yeah, it's kind of like the Black Mirror thing, where it's like,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I wish it was Black Mirror's way better, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But it'd be cool if Black Mirror did like animations. Like Love, Death and Robots. But like, or like,
but then it
Love, Death and Robots do a 40 minute.
Yeah, length, okay. Yeah.
30 minute kind of thing.
They're both kind of the same, but one's animation. And a lot shorter episodes.
They're kind of like, it's all like based around dystopian kind of futures and shit going fucking haywire. Robots not sucking your dick.
Either way, they should hire us so we can tell them what to do.
Yeah. Fucking Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animated or not
animated.
Animated. Animated.
What's that one in the Christmas one? Stop motion.
Stop motion, yeah.
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 Yeah, that'd be good. So what's on the cards for this week?
I gotta work. Been sick for the past couple of days.
Sick?
Last week. Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I've got to work last 2 days of the week, Thursday,
what the
Friday.
Fuck?
I've been sick.
So lazy.
No, I've been stress sick.
Stress sick?
Yeah.
What about fucking me?
What about you?
Can I have some? Stress sick?
Yeah, open your mouth.
No, the past 2 weeks has actually been good for me. I was at trade school.
Yeah.
See all the boys and build shit.
Yep.
Fuck around.
Yep.
And then we had that gig.
When was the gig? Was that a week ago?
Yeah, last
Friday?
Fuck, feels like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
And how long we got to the next gig?
Probably three weeks. 13th of June, not even.
What's the date now?
It's the
24th for you. So, shit.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. I think we're gonna do a lot better at this gig because we want to. Because I was saying before we played the last gig, like, we're gonna really set the bar for how all our future shows are gonna be like, and we really set the bar really low at the last gig.
We did that on purpose.
Yeah, so they can always get better.
Yeah. So that's a tip. Any band starting out, play really shit at the start, so every gig's gonna be better.
Yeah. But make sure, you know,
never go down.
Start low. Yeah.
I mean, you will just naturally, but it was funny when we were recording that fucking video before. We were like, all right, let's go. Just recorded and we did it in one take. I was like, surely we're not that good now.
True. Yeah, that's very true. But they're a lot easier now. Like, he comes up with them, you sing two choruses, done.
Yeah.
Easy. I think we've nailed this whole TikTok thing.
We'll see. They'll probably get like 1,000 views and then we'll be like, oh, we need to rethink our strategy.
We'll see. That hasn't happened yet.
No. But we're trying to get to that 10K followers on Instagram. I think that's the next milestone.
Yeah.
It's growing slowly.
It's growing every day.
Yeah, and obviously you have the big growth periods.
Yep.
Which is good. But the podcast is just fun because it feels like we have a connection in a weird way to people.
Yeah, people love it. They like
a lot of people from overseas on YouTube. I love YouTube.
I love you guys. I love YouTube. I love you.
I love you.
I think we're going to end this one here. I think we're done.
No, we're only 10 minutes in.
10 minutes in? What?
This is great. This one was good. In. We did, you know, scenarios.
Oh, yeah, the AI. That was really funny. Questions.
We got to start doing that. Yeah. Like, if we're on an island, you know, what would we take? What would we do?
We need to start like coming up with like proper things for the podcast.
Yeah, and not start just talking about
this
life,
one was just
know?
Like, oh, we gotta do it. So we just jumped in the bed and fucked. But
if you guys
and then did a podcast.
If you guys have any ideas, shoot them our way. And we read every YouTube comment. So
Well, some people do put up ideas. One guy's like, every 5 minutes you guys should do a shot.
Yeah, well that's just psychotic. We're not gonna do that now.
Not now.
I've been drinking all fucking day. Like, we party. Everybody thinks we like fucking party and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we do, but.
Yeah, but it's not like an image we put out. Like, we love having beers and fucking singing music, but we don't party like every single day.
No, I'm in bed most of my life.
And we don't even party that hard.
No. I'm like, all right, I reach a limit. I'm like, okay.
Bedtime.
Better go to bed. Better drink some water. Have some Panadols. Get
so
up
I'm
in
not
the morning.
Fucked for tomorrow. Yeah.
Make a good breakfast. Yeah, it's all about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really value the fucking after 12 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm going to gain more in the morning tomorrow than I am right now.
Mm.
That's just my philosophy.
You're just looking after yourself in the future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a future me problem. But I wish you luck with your robotic girlfriend.
Thanks, mate. I wish me luck too.
Yeah. Thank you all for coming to the Lead Better gig. It's great actually seeing people hanging out. You know, talking to people.
Yeah, we're super stoked about the Cherry Bar. Can't wait to meet all of you again.
Yeah.
Or new people. Man, I just loved the last gig. I met so many people. It was just so mad. Mm. It was so good. So many great conversations. I love it when just like walking, like before we start playing, they're just like, good luck, brother. I'm like, oh, sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You're walking like through the crowd and we're like, mm-hmm. And they're wearing Rancid Eddie teeth. Yeah. You're like, yeah.
All right, lads.
Alrighty, we'll see you next week with another potty. Fun potty.
Yeah, a better potty. A better potty. Yeah. We'll make it more exciting. We're very tired, guys.
We are. Yeah. We are very tired. It's been a big couple of weeks.
Yes. Roll outro music.
Roll outro music. Begging on the please. Many chops and we are rats chasing cheese. Get this one on the skull dog. I'm begging on the please.